Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflections on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year C. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 10, Psalm 71, verses 1 to 6, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 21 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we come in our foolishness to receive your wisdom. We come with our emptiness in order to be filled. We come in our weakness that you may make us strong. We come knowing everything of little value to receive a little more of what matters for all eternity. We come to kneel at the foot of the cross that we might name him Lord. And we ask that we will be held in your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 494, All to Jesus, I Surrender.
Trust him in him.
We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people. And in our time, grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, A Life of Ministry. A Life of Ministry. The Catechism in our CPWI Book of Common Prayer asks the question, number 78, page 402. Who are the ministers of the church? The response, the ministers of the church are lay persons, bishops, priests, and deacons. We are all ministers of the church. We are all called to do some important task for God in whatever part of the vineyard God has placed us. In the Catechism, the next question is, what is the ministry of the laity? The response, the ministry of the laypersons is to represent Christ and his church, to bear witness to him wherever they may be, and according to the gifts given them, to carry out Christ's work of reconciliation in the world, and to take their place in the life, worship, and governance of the church. Our task, we are reminded, is to represent Christ and his church, to bear witness to him, and according to the gifts given to us, to carry out Christ's work of reconciliation in the world. We are, as Paul reminds us, ambassadors for Christ. We are called to bear witness to Christ, to demonstrate to the world that we know Christ and we are striving to live by the principles and precepts that Christ taught. It is also affirmed that we are given gifts to enable us to carry out our Christ's work of bringing people into a right relationship with God and with each other. Not an easy task by any means, but that is the commission we have been given at our baptism as disciples of Christ. Our readings today from Jeremiah chapter 1, 1 Corinthians 13, and Luke chapter 4 give us an insight of important features in the life of a disciple of Christ. Jeremiah, the son of a priest, is called in his youth to be a prophet to the nation of Judah. Jeremiah was sent to proclaim God's judgment upon Judah, especially its leadership, for generations of idolatry and injustice. Like most of us, when we discern God's call, Jeremiah considered himself ill-qualified for the prophetic task. Jeremiah complains, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6. God dismisses Jeremiah's objections, for God knew Jeremiah better than he knew himself. God knew Jeremiah in his mother's womb, before he was born, and God set him apart for this task. In addition, God will be with him and deliver him from any hardship he will encounter. God said to Jeremiah, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Jeremiah is commissioned for the task of prophet. "Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I have appointed you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.'" Verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah is called, equipped, and commissioned. Our call, equipping, and commissioning may not be as dramatic as Jeremiah's, but God calls us from our mother's womb, equips us with gifts, and commissions us to the task of discipleship in today's challenging world. Paul, in our epistle today, points us to a still more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 31b. A still more excellent way in which we are called to use the gifts given to us by God via the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13, Paul lays out the principle by which our spiritual gifts are to be used in the world. We are reminded of the power of the gifts, but warned that they will amount to nothing for us if they are not ministered with love. Paul points out that while the gifts of prophecy, knowledge, and faith are all great gifts, they amount to nothing if they are not exercised with love. We may impress others with who we are and what we are able to do, but we will not please God. We may even make the ultimate sacrifice of our life. But if love is not the motive for our actions, we gain nothing. Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. In his first letter, John reminds us that God is love, and the love we are called to demonstrate as disciples of Christ comes from God. Therefore, our ministry must be rooted in God to enable us to act always out of love. Love for God and others should be the only motive for all our actions. Even as we strive to act out of love, using our gifts to help others to experience God's love and bring them into a closer relationship with God, that does not mean that we will be accepted with love by the world. Today's gospel from Luke chapter 4, verses 21 to 30, reminds us that even though Jesus was teaching with power and love, he was misunderstood by the people of his hometown, who wanted special treatment and became angry and tried to kill him because he did not fulfill their wishes. Luke records, "All in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill so that they might hurl him off the cliff." Luke chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. Responding to God's will and God's task can be a very challenging and dangerous undertaking. However, if we acknowledge that God has a plan and purpose for our lives, and it is a good purpose, then we are called, like Jesus, to be faithful to the task that God has given us, because, like Jeremiah, we are assured that God is with us and will, by the Holy Spirit, empower and enable us to see our task through to the end. We will have our challenges. We will face obstacles. There will be those who will try their best to frustrate our efforts. But faithfulness to God and God's task will enable us to complete our work for God in the world. Our goal in life should be to use with love the gifts that God has given us to complete the task that God has called us to fulfill from our mother's womb. In that way, we will fulfill the petition that we pray in the Lord's Prayer. Your will, Father, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, we beseech you to bless all those who follow in his footsteps and give themselves to the service of their fellow men. Endue them with wisdom, patience, and courage to strengthen the weak and raise up those who fall, that being inspired by your love, they may worthily minister in your name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the sake of him who laid down his life for us, the same your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. O God, fountain of love, pour your love into our souls, that we may love those whom you love with the love you have given us, and think and speak with the love you gave us, and think and speak of them tenderly, meekly, lovingly, and so loving our brothers and sisters for your sake, we may grow in your love and dwell in that love and be obedient to your will for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God of love, we pray you to give us love. Love in our thinking, love in our speaking, love in our doing, and love in the hidden places of our souls. Love of our neighbors near and far, love of our friends, old and new. love of those with whom we find it hard to bear, and love of those who find it hard to bear with us. Love of those with whom we work, and love of those with whom we take our ease. Love in joy, love in sorrow, love in life, and love in death, so that at length we may be worthy to dwell with you, you who are eternal love. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, Gracious Spirit, Holy Ghost, CPWI 268. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray, O God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so may the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. May the joy of the Lord Jesus fill our souls. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a productive and spirit-filled week. Remember in these times to follow the protocols, worship God every day, wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch your distance. And we pray that God will continue to be present in your homes and bless you this week and always.